land of myths and legends. The United Kingdom is a highly spiritual land that traces its history back to the ancient Celts, the Saxons, and the Normans. Made up of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom is a political entity today that is home to a modern, cosmopolitan population. Encompassing the historical and vibrant city of London and the lush gentle terrain of the south to the more rugged highlands in Scotland in the north and the emerald green of Northern Ireland. The United Kingdom continues today to be a land of magic and enchantment. British citizens are beloved for their humour, polite manners and diplomatic spirit. As a people, they are recognised for their initiative in discovery, exploration and in scientific pursuits. The English language has enriched the world's chorus with a wide variety of expressions and a wealth of literature. The language of these small isles has spread throughout the globe and become an international vehicle of communication. The British today have the same longing and passion for the truth as did the Knights of the Round Table in search of the Holy Grail. In ancient times, this thirst moved truth seekers to undertake pilgrimages and seek the wisdom of Druid elders. The same spirit moves the truth seekers of today to search out the adepts of our age. Thus, with sincerity, they invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her words of wisdom. She has accepted their invitation and visited the United Kingdom on several occasions. Today we present to you part 2 of the 3-part discussion, Expectations Dampen Our Spiritual Progress, between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, which took place in London, England in August 1997.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
我想问一下，在打坐的时候，有的时候有一种，有一个阶段，不能集中注意力，有相当一段，大概一个星期左右到2个星期的时间，很热，就是有的时候有这么一种现象。
在一次打坐好了以后呢，持续就好了。什么现象？
就是意识不到这种打坐的那种入定的状态，没有这种感觉。你感觉什么？在的时候？就是好像很清醒，自己还是自己。
那是OK了。
这OK。啊，你还要什么？会想起掉下来，就是。我有的时候也感觉一种很舒服的感觉，会入定嘛。有时候不入定的，
有这种情况，不入定。那你也怎么知道你不入定了呢？你坐在那边很舒服，然后你就说不入定，这样会好。舒服就OK了，啊？不一定画一个房子，这边是我现在在入定了。嗯。那入定就是我们在的时候，没有感觉外在的干扰。嗯。我们感觉到我们自己本人很稳定，嗯，很完美，很舒服。
不会被烦恼，那个扰乱，It's okay，没问题。还有的时候就是那个打坐，我平常的时间很少，只用那个夜里的时间打坐，只用那个睡觉的时间打坐，有的时候睡觉和打坐就在一起了。我有的时候打坐大概两个小时左右啊，就是打坐开始，后来就
睡着了，
睡着了，坐着睡打睡了。
OK，然后呢，醒了以后再打坐。没关系，OK，尽量嘛，OK。如果太忙的话，就是要这两天呀，是不是很忙？嗯，很忙。做一些什么？赚钱呐。赚钱也是为了交他们那个政府的钱呐，房东的房费啊。哦，交税还是交房东？住人家的房子。
对，很贵的。
我们家这个生活是困难。
Master, I'm just a messenger from my boyfriend. He is from Libya, and he was not able to get the visa for England. And so he told me he believes in your message for the world, for love and peace. God should be with you. and he asks you to help his country with power and light. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. And yes,
I just wanted to ask, the more I practice, the more I realize how many bad habits I have. And I just feel, I really, really want to improve, and I need to be more disciplined. And I find it's very hard to discipline myself. And I was wondering if you have some advice, you know, how to, maybe some tricks, when you're really on your own out there practice. I just wondered if you can talk about this.
Yeah. There are a lot of people out there who scold you, your boss, your colleagues, your sister, your brother, your parents. And when somebody scold you, you think it's them. It's all him, you know? You see, discipline is a very great question. Everyone likes this department. Because it's too easy to spoil ourselves, yeah? But you have to make a point. Like, in which discipline you want to achieve, one by one, okay? Okay? For example, you make yourself get up too late in the morning. Okay, make it a point to get up this morning, every morning, what time, until you become a good habit and you are happy with yourself. Okay? And the next one. Now, eating too much, alright? I eat only so much. But don't starve yourself. See, don't go from one extreme to another because you fall again. For example, if you used to wake up about 9 o'clock in the morning, and then now you hate yourself for that and you want to wake up about 3 o'clock in the morning, that's a big problem. It's too much for the mind unless you're really strong. If you go to extreme, you fall immediately back again because it's too difficult. Okay? So maybe you make it maybe 6 o'clock or something like that. Make a deal with our habit. Be reasonable. One by one, you attack your habits, the one that you don't like. Yeah, but you have to also consider, make your life also, you know, don't be too disciplined and become so rigid. You have to really see what the problem is, whether this discipline is necessary for you. Because after all, you must also live a carefree, happy life. Discipline is just one of a part of our life, not the whole thing. For example, what kind of discipline you want to achieve?
Yeah, for example,
getting up early. Oh, yeah, getting up early, I told you already. And eating a lot is okay. If you have time, you can sleep. Or get up early, meditate, go back to sleep again, how about that? Because after meditation, you feel so good, you can just, lay there. You know, not necessarily sleep, but just enjoy. Enjoy. You can also sit cross-legged and enjoy the samadhi. You can also lay down and enjoy the samadhi, depends on what you're used to. So that I understand. So just get up early, set the alarm clock, set 2-3 or 30 alarm clock. And you don't feel good. You know, 1 minute after another, 5 minutes after another, and then you have to get up and put them all down. And by the time you put them all down, you're awake. And also, in your room, if you leave the curtain open, then when the morning comes, the light streams into your room, and it's easier to wake up, okay? But if your room is very dark, then you can sleep all day, okay? It depends. Also, it helps you if you change your environment, change your environment. What else? About somebody, situation. Well, it is our experience that makes us that way. See, because the experience in this life, many things negative, right? Many things are hurt and painful to us. So, I keep repeating in life all the time. All these very, very negative experiences are very painful to us. So, a very little happiness, see? So very difficult for us to hang on to this little happiness and forget the painful experience. That's why we think negatively. And that's okay. Every time you think negative, don't bother to fight. Just repeat the things. Okay? And then neutralize it. Okay? Of course we cannot do it all the time because we forget. But try it. Alright? Okay? Sister?
Thank you. Thank you for being with us here this evening.
It's my pleasure.
I wanted to ask you, I've been meditating since 1983 with some success. I got initiated last year. I don't know what I was expecting. I think maybe a magic wand or something of coming into this fantastic sound, into the light, something different to what I've been used to. I don't know.
So what are you here for?
I don't know. I come to see you. To help me.
Okay. So what is the problem now? What situation that you are in right now?
There is a bit of light, there is a bit of sound, but it's not...
As you expected?
No.
Okay.
No, where you explain in the book, you take us back home. I think that's what I was expecting.
Yeah, okay, but not right now. Yes, I mean, step by step. It depends on your strength. It depends on your strength. How fast you can walk with me. You see, I'm taking you home, not dragging you home.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
Okay, we still have a lot of work to do here.
Yes.
And therefore, sometimes we have to go easy also. You see, sometimes the obstacles, you don't understand, are also the things that make you hang on to this life, see, and yearn for God more in order to be intensely nervous before we meet Him. Because the intense yearning, the power of your intense yearning is the ticket. It's the power that drives you home.
That's how I feel.
Yes, that's good.
That's how I feel.
Yes.
And I think the more I get that, the more tense maybe I'm getting, the more worked up, and that's why nothing's working at the moment.
Well, sometimes they call it the winter of the soul, or dark night of the soul, you know?
I'm in a desert.
Yeah, okay. We go through periods, okay?
Yes.
We go through periods, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. Also, because of our physical being, and sometimes the environment, and the problem we have to work with, everything contribute to our success or failure of the outcome of our meditation also. Should consider that. Mm-hmm. And also, sometimes you take on a different mission in life too. You see? And your meditation merit has to be shared, therefore, with some other people in your vicinity. Huh? Maybe you take on a new boyfriend. For example, huh? I have a new kid, huh? New child born, a new friend. And these are also obligation that share our merit, okay? And look around and you see the answer. Yeah. Don't worry about the outcome. Make sure that you are yearning for God just to die.
Okay.
Heals,
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Yes.
God bless you more. To concentrate more. And don't expect, just concentrate. Don't expect. Because expectation happens to your concentration. Yes. Wow, and you told me you don't have any questions more. Look at the cue.
Master, I speak to you, I sing songs to you, and when you say we should think about the holy names and I'm focused more on you as a person.
It's alright.
And then I wonder, should I not think about you?
You can stop then for that.
Well, I don't want to stop, it's really, really nice.
Okay, then continue. It's just an excuse for you to begin with, right? Because you can't find God, you can't see God. So the manifestation of any master is just for you to satisfy Him well. And then once you begin the concentration process, even on the master, that is the practice of concentration, okay? And that's the one pointedness for you, and then you'll be okay, you'll be on your way. Later you don't know who's the master, who you are, and who's God anymore, they all become one. It's okay. Alright? But remember the names and meditate also. Then she looked like a falling in love kind of person.
It is a joy to have you with us on Between Master and Disciples. We look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for the conclusion of expectations dampen our spiritual progress. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Healthy Living, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your days be joyous and your spirit bright with the light of heaven.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.